friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I'm sure you've seen the headlines. Florida plans to become first state to eliminate all childhood vaccine mandates. I don't care for that word mandate, but in this case, it's being used correctly because in order for your child to attend school in the state of Florida or in most states in this country, they are required to become little human pincushions. It's very, very troubling. Now, I'm going to share this short story with you from the Associated Press because I want you to see the propaganda that is being pushed all around this story. And I also am going to play for you a very short video by the Surgeon General of Florida. You see him right here, Joseph Latipo. Why he wasn't nominated for the Secretary of Health and Human Services, I would like to know, because once you hear from him, you'll probably see that his views are aligned with yours. Then I want to share with you some of the comments that popped up on the video and videos where that were shown giving his announcement, because people are still being bamboozled, hoodwinked, and duped. They are brainwashed, thinking that these poisons are required to keep them healthy and safe. He actually says, Latipo actually says that these shots are not only wrong and immoral, but they are poison when it comes to the cooties cocktail. He says it right here. So we're going to take a listen. And before we do that, let me just share with you really quickly. Here are some of the headlines. And do that. These are the current vaccine requirements in Florida: polio, DTaP, the MMR, hepatitis B, the one for chickenpox, and another shot for seventh graders, because apparently the first one didn't work very well for the elementary school children. Luckily, in Florida, they do have and recognize quite easily medical exemptions and religious exemptions. It's just a matter of filling out a form for a religious exemption. You check a box, and then for children, their parent signs it. If you are a college student or you are an employee, you sign that for yourself. So let's listen in to the Surgeon General from Florida, Joseph Latipo, and we'll hear his plans for eliminating and ending, being the first state to end vaccine mandates in school.
The Florida Department of Health, in partnership with the governor, is going to be working to end all vaccine mandates in Florida law. All of them. All of them. All of them. Every last one of them. Yeah. Every last one of them. All of them. Every last one of them. Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery. Okay? Who am I as a government or anyone else, or who am I as a man standing here now to tell you what you should put in your body? Who am I to tell you what your child should put in your body? I don't have that right. Your body is a gift from God. What you put into your body is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right. Government does not have that right. They want you to believe they have that right. And unfortunately, you know, they've been successful. They've been successful. You know, pretty much every state has them. It's wrong. It's immoral. They do not have the right to tell you what you put in your body. They don't have the right to tell you what your kids have to put in your body. They do not have the right. Do not give it to them. Take it away from them. And we're going to be starting that here in Florida. And, you know, I love our lawmakers. Obviously, they make the machinery of our laws. Our governor reviews. We work in collaboration. He signs. I love our lawmakers. They're going to have to make decisions, right? That's the way that this becomes possible. So people are going to have to make a decision. People are going to have to choose a side. And I am telling you right now that, you know, the moral side is, it's so simple. No one has that right, guys. People have a right to make their own decisions, informed decisions. You want to put, you know, whatever different vaccines in your body, God bless you. I hope you make an informed decision. You don't want to put whatever vaccines in your body, God bless you. And I hope you make an informed decision. And that's how it should be. That is a moral, ethical universe. Not this nonsense where people who don't know you are telling you what to put in your temple, the temple of your body. That is a gift from God. They don't have that right. One of the counter arguments you'll have, and I would even care more if it was actually sincere, is that, well, you know, there are people who, you know, they can't take a particular vaccine, or, you know, whatever reason, they're, you know, compromised, and therefore everyone else has to do something because of that situation. And absolutely, right? You know, I've got three kids. I'm a parent. My kids are a little older now. They're 6, 8, and 12. And I remember when, particularly when they were smaller, I mean, you know, there's nothing like, I mean, your heart literally leaps out of your chest when you're worried about your kids' health, and then especially when they're smaller, but really any age. So I understand that, I get that. But that's also part of the experience of life. And it is not right. There's no basis. There's no ethical basis for that to be used as a reason, really a force to take away your ability to choose what you put in your body and what you as a parent put in your child's body. That's your right. And it's not that the world is perfect. The world is imperfect. It's not that sometimes people will end up regretting the decision that they made. And we've seen a lot of that during the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, how many people put that poison in their bodies with these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and wish they could turn back the hands of time and undo that, right? So it's not to say that the world is perfect, but it is to say if we want to move toward a perfect world, a better world, you can't do it by enslaving people in terrible philosophies and taking away people's freedoms. That's not the path. That's not the path. We have to find alternative pathways. Okay. So let me see. Was there any other announcement I want to make? So here's what we can do in the Florida Department of Health. We actually have the ability to start that process with what, you know, government folks call rules. So the Florida Department of Health, we have some rules that we promulgated, not me, predecessors, that include, you know, a handful, maybe a half a dozen vaccines that that are mandated in Florida. So those are going to be gone for sure. So those are gone, and we're going to be working with our our, you know, amazing Governor DeSantis and our wonderful lawmakers to get rid of the rest of it. We need to end it. It's the right thing to do, and it'll be wonderful for Florida to be the first state to do it. So I think that's it for announcements. So thank you guys very much. Lots of love to you guys. Thanks, Governor.
All right, friends, how do you like them apples? I think those are pretty darn good apples. The conversation is in the forefront now. Joseph Latipo is speaking very emphatically about no one having the authority to impose any medical infliction, really, any medical intervention on you, certainly not injecting your body with something that you don't want. So here is the story from the Associated Press. Let's see if we can read between their lies, and we will look at the propaganda that they're pushing. Florida plans to become the first state to eliminate vaccine mandates, a longtime cornerstone of public health policy for keeping school children and adults safe from infectious diseases. Do you see what I see here, friends? They're making this statement without any factual basis. They're making this statement here without any factual basis. Just by stating it, people are going to believe it. the gullible people, that is. State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo, who announced the decision Wednesday, today as I'm filming, cast current requirements in schools and elsewhere as immoral intrusions on people's rights that hamper parents' ability to make health decisions for their children. Well, that's absolutely right. Latipo says people have a right to make their own decisions, informed decisions. Latipo, who has frequently clashed with the medical establishment, said at a news conference in Valrico, "They don't have the right to tell you what to put in your body. Take it away from them." Now, this last paragraph here, hang on. Florida's move, a significant departure from decades of public policy and research. Excuse me, what research? That has shown these products to be safe and the most effective way to stop the spread of communicable diseases. Friends, you know, and I know that that is a theory, that diseases are infectious. It's called the theory of infectious diseases, the theory of contagion, the theory of viruses. Yet the Associated Press is stating this as though it's a fact. It goes on to say, that these products are the most effective way to stop the spread of communicable diseases, especially among school children. And it is a noticeable, Latipo and Florida's move is a notable embrace of the Trump administration's agenda led by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime anti-vaccine activist. Well, hang on. You mean this fellow here who said in 2019, "I don't think we should be mandating medical interventions for unwilling Americans unless we know precisely that that vaccine is going to end up helping them rather than hurting them." He said "rather than," that's his accent. So this was in 2019. Quite disturbing that they have a picture of someone with their mouth taped shut. That was predictive programming in my mind. So if we look at Kennedy's statement, it actually says that he believes in mandating medical interventions for unwilling Americans if the vaccine ends up helping them rather than hurting them. That's what Kennedy says. I've got dozens of videos on my RFK playlist where Kennedy has said things such as, "I recommend parents follow the CDC vaccine schedule," and "vaccines play a critical role in healthcare." He also went on to say, "I want to protect vaccines." This came from his Senate confirmation hearings. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. RFK is the right man for the jab. He says that he recommends parents follow the CDC vaccine schedule. And he says that he supports an uptake in vaccines and he wants to protect vaccines. Finally, and this is just recent, he said that he wants a universal vaccine to mimic natural immunity. Friends, this fellow, this bamboozler, is as far from anti-vax as you can get. Now, I know a lot of people fell for it, and I have been doing my best to wake people up over these last several years to let you know that, how does the saying go? He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He was put in this position to gain your trust, and I've got dozens of videos where he uses those exact words. He wants you to trust the CDC. He wants you to trust Health and Human Services. He wants you to trust the FDA. He wants you to trust your own health departments. And most of all, he wants you to trust him. However, how can you trust someone who has admitted to having affairs while he was married? That's not a very trustworthy person in my book. And now he wants there to be a universal jab, and he wants every American to have an injectable device in their skin to track their health status. How do you like them apples? So the AP is either ignorant or it is pushing this false agenda, saying that Kennedy is a longtime anti-vaccine activist, so that people that are less discerning than you and me are not going to, so that people who are not as discerning as we are going to fall for it and believe that Kennedy actually has their best interest at heart. Now, Now, here are a few comments on Joseph Latipo's announcement. Polio is back. This won't end well. Good God, the whole world must be shocked at our stupidity. Now, I wasn't sure about Autumn Lynn's comment here. Does she mean our stupidity at requiring little children to become human pincushions in order to attend the public prison schools? Yes, that is pretty stupid, I would say. But perhaps she is saying that it is stupid to not allow parents to determine what should be injected into their child's body. Well, Autumn, I feel sorry for you, frankly. Let's see. Here's another one. I live in the Texas Panhandle, near where the measles outbreak happened. It was extremely scary, and it was horrible watching children suffer and die due to their parents' ignorance. This will definitely backfire and make people think twice before visiting Florida or moving there. Well, I hope that's true. I hope it will make people think twice before moving to Florida. Just leave us alone as we are here. And then someone else says Florida needs help. Friends, I want to know, what say you? Do you believe that the Florida legislature is going to pass laws to get rid of these vaccine mandates in the public schools? Do you believe that any other states are going to follow? Do you believe that Joseph Latipo is sincere? Do you think there are any hidden agendas here at all? I would love to know what you think about all of this. Remember, the state is not doing away with vaccines. They're not making vaccines illegal. They are simply, and in accordance with our God-given rights, giving the parents the choice as to whether or not to inflict these heinous, unnecessary, unsafe, inhumane, immoral, what else did Joseph call them? Poisons into their children's body. I think this is a huge step in the right direction. I'll be following this story carefully, and I'll be bringing you updates as they become available. Thanks for being on board, everybody. I'll have a write-up for you in my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com, and I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.